Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I'm currently reading a book by the Brazilian author Paulo Coelho. The author has a way of understanding and relating the human experience through the book's characters and plot to our experience. In the book, a character says, "You don't choose your life, it chooses you." There's no point in asking why life has reserved certain joys or griefs. You just accept them and carry on. That statement hit home with me. I think a part of the emotional pain I experienced in my early grieving stages was asking why, trying to understand why the person I loved died. It wasn't until I stopped asking why and trying to understand that I was able to accept what happened and decide to carry on with my life. I think the wisdom inherent in the character statement is the bottom line with grieving. At some point, if we're to heal, we stop asking why this happened. We accept what happened, and we carry on despite our loss and the emotional pain experienced with it. Choosing to accept what happened and move on isn't easy. It comes down to life asking us to make a decision between choosing to live or choosing to exist. There's a big difference, you know. When we choose to live, we open ourselves to the unknown adventures that lay in front of us. We don't know how long we'll live, but we can choose to how much life we bring to each of the days we do live. In choosing to live, we still carry our grieving experience with us. It is no longer, however, a burden, but it is a gift that enables us to connect with everyone who has experienced a similar loss. If we choose to exist, we go on from day to day, and each day is more or less the same. Poet Bruce Kiskadon's poem, Time to Decide, beautifully describes making the difficult decision and choosing to live. Here is his poem. "Did you ever stand on the ledges on the brink of the great plateau and look from the jagged edges on the country that lay below? When your vision met no resistance and nothing to stop your gaze, till the mountain peaks in the distance stood wrapped in a purple haze. On the winding watercourses and the trails on the mountain sides, where you guided your patient horses on your long and lonesome rides. When you saw Earth's open pages and you seemed to understand, as you gazed on the work of ages, rugged and rough but grand. There the things that you thought were strongest, and the things you thought were great, and for which you had striven longest, seemed to carry but little weight. While the things that were always nearer, the things that you thought were small, seemed to stand out grander and clearer as you looked from the mountain wall. While you're gazing on such a vision, and your outlook is clear and wide, if you have to make a decision, that's the time and place to decide. Although you return to the city and mingle again with a throng, though your heart may be softened by pity or bitter from strife and wrong, though others should laugh in derision and the voice of the past grow dim, yet stick to the cool decision you made on the mountain's rim." Yes, you and I stand on the ledges on the brink of the great plateau, and we look from their jagged edges on the country that lay below. It's time to make our decision. It's a decision we make in spite of the hurt, in spite of the emotional struggle. There is a life force within us begging to be set free, begging us to open up to the wonderful gift of life and embracing it. There is a life force ember burning in our hearts that wants to be fanned into a roaring blaze. If you don't believe me, believe poet Mary Oliver as she expresses a sense of awe and wonder by looking at the sun. Here is her poem titled, "The Sun." "Have you ever seen anything in your life more wonderful than the way the sun every evening, relaxed and easy, floats toward the horizon and into the clouds of the hills or the rumpled sea and is gone, and how it slides again out of the blackness every morning on the other side of the world, like a red flower? streaming upwards on its heavenly oils, say on a morning in early summer, at its perfect imperial distance? And have you ever felt for anything such wild love? Do you think there is anywhere, in any language, a word billowing enough for the pleasure that fills you as the sun reaches out as it warms you? As you stand there, empty-handed, or have you too turned from this world? Or have you too gone crazy for power or things? Are you fired up? I am. Let's celebrate and sing and dance and enjoy each other and each moment of our lives. I think I'll comb my hair, put on my best shirt, and celebrate life. Join me in the wonderful dance of living. Stay strong, never quit, and you know good things are right ahead of you. Hold on. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong, never quit.